Welcome back to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. I'm Audrey Johns, and this week we're going to talk all things meal prepping. And to kind of double down on my love for meal prepping, I want to let you know that this week's free meal planner is a 100% meal prepped meal planner. So I do love the theme, kind of couldn't help it. So let's talk about meal prepping for weight loss success. There are different types of meal prepping, and I have found that everyone has their favorite. So if you have not found your favorite way to meal prep yet, I've got a few different ideas for you here. So obviously, there's the traditional, what everyone thinks of when it comes to meal prepping, either meal prepping all of your meals or all of your lunches or all of your dinners on either Sunday or Monday, where you basically, you meal prep for the full week, you get all of your cooking done ahead of time. And this is really the traditional way to meal prep. And it's great. It's especially good during the warmer months when maybe you don't want to turn the oven on every single day. You can go ahead and just do it all in one day. It's great for people who just do not have time to cook on a nightly basis. And it's also just great for really busy schedules or for people who just want to get it out of the way. Maybe if you don't love cooking. There's also batch cooking, which has become really popular in the last couple of years. And if you don't know what batch cooking is, I do have several different recipes in my Lose Weight by Eating Instant Pot cookbook. It's called Lose Weight with Your Instant Pot. And batch cooking is when you basically take one protein. So let's say, for instance, chicken breasts, and you cook a very large batch of them. Get it? Batch cooking. And then you spread that across your meals for the rest of the week. So this is great for if you love to have salads at lunch and or, you know, soups at night. You can basically take this one large batch of protein and spread it across the week. So here are some ideas for that. Say Monday night, you could put the chicken or obviously pork or beef or tofu or even hard-boiled eggs on top of a salad. The next day, you could add some, mix it up with some salsa and reheat it. Then you've got some tacos. The next day, you could put it on top of your favorite soup that just slowly sinks in and heats up. The next night, you could add it to a wrap with some vegetables you happen to have in the fridge. Do you get where I'm going with this? Batch cooking is great for someone who maybe likes to cook a little bit every night or really does not like leftovers, which is a real problem for a lot of people who want to learn how to meal prep. If they don't like leftovers, they don't want to eat the meal prep. So batch cooking might be perfect for you. Basically, you've done the hard work and it's just a matter of assembling your dinner every night. Another one is the one I do. Well, actually, I do both of the next ones. I store leftovers as I go. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my lunch from earlier this week where I cooked a really big batch of rice, vegetables, and tofu. And I put one portion in a bowl to enjoy that day for lunch and the other four portions into meal prep containers. And I put those in the fridge because I know I'm going to eat them this week for lunch, but I also make sure to choose items that freeze well. Just in case if, say, for instance, I go out to lunch tomorrow with a friend, I can put it in the freezer. I don't have to worry about it going bad. So storing leftovers as you go is really great if you tend to overcook. Like I do, Italian woman, I really can't help it. So whenever you have leftovers, instead of, you know, putting them all in one big container and shoving them in the fridge and then nobody wants to eat them, or you end up catching yourself eating them an hour later or in the middle of the night, store them in individual containers. And then you either have lunch for tomorrow or you have dinner for when you need it, or throw them in the freezer. Obviously, if they're freezer safe, like a salad would not be good in the freezer, but say it's a pasta dish or the rice bowls I was talking about, you can throw them in the freezer and then you have a freezer dinner, like a TV dinner, a healthy version ready for you anytime. And finally, meal prep for picky eaters or children. So often as a single mom, especially if I'm doing a smoothie week or if I'm working a lot and I'm, you know, not quite sure that I'm going to be able to get a healthy meal on the table for my kiddo every single night, I will just cook for her. So I will cook a really big casserole of, say, for instance, my low-calorie, high-protein mac and cheese. I'll make a huge casserole dish of that for her. And then every night when it's time to give her dinner, all I have to do is add a scoop of that to a bowl, either zap it in the microwave or I can throw it in the oven for a few minutes. And then I chop up some raw vegetables because she does love them, you know, carrots or celery or bell peppers, and cucumbers are her favorite. And I put those in a little bowl and she has her little bowl of protein mac and cheese and she has her little bowl of vegetables. And it takes me all of 5 minutes to get this done. This is great if your kids eat differently than you, or if you were trying to, say, for instance, do my detox week and you have a couple of smoothie dinners coming up, or if you just happen to, you know, cook something a little bit fancier for you and your significant other and maybe the kids won't like it. Meal prepping for just the kids is a really great way to be able to keep yourself on plan as well. So those are four different ways that you can meal prep. And let's just go over them really quickly. There's the traditional cook everything on Sunday or Monday, the batch cooking, storing leftovers smartly, and meal prepping for kids or picky eaters. Next, I want to talk about how you can actually meal prep for weight loss, because one of the easiest ways to lose weight and or maintain weight or just start eating healthier would be to meal prep. So say, for instance, you are driving past a drive-thru. You've got the kids in the back. You're coming back from soccer practice. You're exhausted. They are loud. And you just want to make tonight easier. It's so easy to go through that drive-thru. But is it healthy? No. And holy moly, have they gotten expensive, these drive-thrus. So knowing that you have something waiting for you at home makes it so much easier to stay on plan. So meal prepping is really a great way to kind of hold yourself accountable. Your time is valuable. Your time is money. Nobody can give you more time. Nobody can give you your time back. So when you put time into something, it's almost like, and I know I've already used this analogy before, but it's kind of like the people who start running and they go out and they buy themselves a really expensive pair of running shoes and they do it. They actually continue running. They actually stick to their plans because they just spent $150 on shoes. They have to get their value's worth out of those shoes. Well, your time is valuable. Your time is money. And when you put time into meal prepping, when you've got it all done, you are much more likely to eat that food. I again recommend when you first start meal prepping, try to meal prep foods that freeze well. Because if you find that you're not eating them as often, then you can easily put them in the freezer and then you've got them for next week. So you're kind of getting ahead. And these leftovers can really save you on busy nights. Maybe, for instance, on Sunday nights, you always cook. It's a big family thing. But then, you know, it happens to be spring break and the kids are off and they're at a sleepover. And, you know, you went to the gym and you're so proud of yourself, but now you're too tired to work out. When you have those frozen meal prep dinners, it's really easy just to grab them and eat healthy. And meal prepping also gives you more time to do the things that you love. So getting that work out of the way, especially if you don't love to cook, will give you more time to work out if that's a goal of yours, or spend more time with your kids, or take a walk, or, you know, start a podcast. So you can actually give yourself more time by getting all of this stuff done ahead of time. So now I wanted to talk to you about actual tips for doing the meal prepping. So if you are a pro, some of these are going to be very familiar. And if you have more tips, I would love to hear them because we are always trying to learn and grow and evolve over here at Lose Weight by Eating. But meal prepping, if you find that you don't have time to meal prep, say I don't have time on Sundays or Mondays, and no, I can't get that done. I get it. From now on, what I want you to do is I want you to double the amount of servings that you make for dinner. And I'm not saying eat the extra servings. What I recommend doing is when you serve yourself and your significant other or your kids or your family, say for instance, you have 3 plates out for you, your kiddo, and your significant other. Add to that an extra 1 to 2 meal prep containers, and you just serve all of those, right? So you would have the 3 plates and maybe say 2 meal prep containers, and you just make all your servings, leave the tops off because you want them to cool before you put them in the fridge or in the freezer, and serve dinner. Enjoy your dinner. Then you do the dishes, and by the time the dishes are done, the meal prepped portions are now cool enough to cover and either refrigerate or put in the freezer. So the easiest way to meal prep is just make too much food. And it's so easy. It's kind of like, why didn't I think of it before? Another thing you can do is you can just add it to your schedule. I love making a to-do list. And if you're at all like me, I love being able to check off. I will add the smallest things to my to-do list. I have cleaned the cat box on the to-do list. Like that should be a given every single day. I have take a shower, take my supplements, the smallest little things on there because I really love to be able to check mark everything off or cross everything off. So add it to your schedule. Even if all you're doing is making 2 to 3 extra servings for dinner tonight, you can still add in make dinner. That's one that you can cross off, and then meal prep for later on. And what I love doing with these 2 to 3 extra servings is I love just, they're just in the freezer. Maybe I don't actually schedule them for dinner this week or for lunch this week. Maybe they're just in case of emergency meals. I don't have time to get a healthy meal. At this time in my freezer back there, I know I have some roast chicken with vegetables in a meal prep container. I know I have some of the protein mac and cheese in a meal prep container. I know I have some tofu and rice bowls in the freezer in a meal prep container. And sometimes when my kiddo is just, mom, what's for dinner? And I tell her and she's not interested, I'll say, well, open up the freezer and see what else is in there. So it's great to have lots of different options in there. Don't feel like if you're freezing it that you have to eat it this week. Obviously, if it's a salad and you're putting it in the fridge, you do need to go ahead and eat it this week. Another great tip, if you are making large batches of salad and you add the dressing on accident to all of them, they're going to get a little bit soggy, right? My favorite tip for old soggy salad, I know that sounds so strange, but put it in a wrap. There's something about taking a salad, a leftover salad, either from a restaurant or a salad that's maybe leftover from last night or from 2 nights ago, that might be a little bit less crisp than usual. Put it in a large tortilla or in a sandwich wrap and wrap it up. And it just kind of holds together a little bit better and it makes the best wraps. My all-time favorite recipe to use this for is my chicken Caesar salad. I even put the croutons in there. It's so good in a wrap. Another thing that you can do to make meal prepping maybe a little bit more fun is involve a friend. Either have a friend come over and blast some music or, you know, hang out, take your shoes off and just gossip and have fun and, you know, have a great time together, or FaceTime a friend. You can put your phone, you know, prop it up on a book or whatever, if you have one of those little holders, and meal prep with a friend. You can get your Sunday calls out of the way. If you tend to always call friends or family on Sundays, you can meal prep while you're doing it. If anything, you might actually encourage them to eat healthier. Maybe not by telling them to, but just by leading by example. The next item is make it fun, as I had noted. I love to put one of my favorite movies on in the background. I just can hear it. That's good enough for me. You know, I can visualize what's going on and I can be meal prepping and then go back over and check the TV and then go back to my meal prepping. And that's a really fun way to kind of keep it upbeat. Obviously, music is also a really great option as well. Just make it fun. You know, maybe make yourself a little cocktail or one of my fake cocktails. You know, pour yourself a nice glass of wine and blast your favorite music. And this is your time to meal prep. Another great one is get good containers. I really recommend the glass containers. They will hold longer. I know that they do have I have the tendency to worry about breaking them. Knock on wood, I have got to find some actual wood to knock on. My head wasn't enough. I have yet to break one. I probably will today now that I said it, but they are actually really sturdy. They hold up really great in the dishwasher. They hold up really great in the microwave, and they tend not to get, stained on the inside. Good containers are very similar to buying that expensive pair of running shoes. You have invested the money, so you're going to use them. My next tip, if you don't typically meal prep, but you're trying to eat healthier or you're trying to learn how to meal prep or you're trying to get excited about meal prep, would be just to start with your least popular meal, your least favorite meal, the meal that maybe you tend to skip. So if you tend to skip breakfast, start meal prepping your breakfasts. Right? I mean, there is a great healthy way to, you're getting two things done. You're eating early in the morning, which will boost your metabolism and set you up for a really successful day. And you're meal prepping. So if you tend to always come home and cook and have your music on and that is your thing and you love cooking at night, do it. But meal prep your lunches or meal prep your breakfasts. You don't have to meal prep every single meal. You can choose just one. So just start, just try. And this week on my, I'm going to click over and look at the menu. This week we've got the low-calorie breakfast burritos, which are really great. You can wrap them in parchment paper and put them in a bag and freeze them. They're great for later on. And again, you can freeze them. So if you feel like you don't want them, they're always there for you. And also my low calorie protein waffles really freeze beautifully. I also like to put a parchment paper. I cut it into small squares and I put it in between just so they don't stick together. The next thing I do recommend is to batch cook protein and freeze it. So instead of, say you roast a whole chicken, or you cook a whole batch of chicken thighs. Instead of putting them all in one big bag and tossing them in the fridge where you're either likely to forget about them or snack on them mindlessly, and I'm guilty of that too, so I'm not pointing any fingers at any of you. I'm pointing fingers at myself for that. Either freeze them in individual portions or in family portions. So say, for instance, you're going to make a really big batch of chicken thighs this weekend because they were on sale. So you might as well go for it. Now you can either choose to, there are a few things you could do with this. You can put them in meal prep containers with maybe some vegetables and either some rice or quinoa or cauliflower rice and throw that in the freezer. Great thing about that is if you're using raw vegetables and like maybe some cauliflower rice, you don't actually have to cook anything else because it'll all cook in the microwave for you when you do zap it. Obviously, that doesn't work with traditional rice and quinoa, but these are great options. You can also shred them and then measure them out cup by cup, put a cup in a Ziploc sandwich baggie and store them in the fridge. So now you've got shredded chicken to add to soups and salads and lunch wraps and casseroles and all of that. So making extras of protein when you find it on sale is a really great way to kind of get yourself ahead and meal prep in a really easy way. Another great option is meal prepping snacks. My meal prep snack boxes go viral every single time I post them on any social media. And recently I have updated them, and I'll make sure to put them in my show notes. But I recently updated them with different modifications. So these snack boxes that I make, they're about 200 to 215 calories each. So they're supposed to be a full day's worth of snacks. And by that, I mean while you're at work, obviously. So they've got things like cottage cheese, hard-boiled eggs, nuts, fruits, some fresh vegetables. So you can even just meal prep snacks. If you find that you are going to the snack machines at work, or you are overindulging at lunch because you're so hungry because you didn't have a snack, this is a great place to start. Just meal prep your snacks. Or if you have been meal prepping everything else and it doesn't seem to be working for weight loss, then maybe meal prepping some snacks will work for you as well. And here are some tips that you can do that for. Also, you can get a big bag of nuts. I love to go to Trader Joe's. I'm wild for their nuts, especially their cashews and their raw walnuts. Oh my gosh, so good. So what you can do is you can bring home the bag of nuts, open it up, get out a quarter cup or a third of a cup measuring cup, and scoop them into either small containers or into bags. And then you've got a quick snack that you can grab and toss in a backpack, toss in your purse, throw in your car even. You don't have to worry about when it gets warmer. When it comes to nuts, they're going to be just fine. You can get string cheeses. You can portion out in these meal prep boxes. I've got cottage cheese with different flavors on top. So you can portion out a really big thing of cottage cheese and you can put different flavors across the tops of them. My favorite is the everything bagel seasoning. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So you can also make things like my low-calorie hummus. I believe it's either 30 or 35 calories. You can make a big batch of this ahead of time, put it into small little containers, and pre-cut all of your veggies, and then throw the small container and the veggies into a bag, toss it in the fridge, and that's just a grab and go meal prep snack. And then spread out the work is another really great tip. If meal prepping just seems like this big, messy, time-consuming job, spread it out. On Thursdays, you can look up recipes and figure out, what do I want my menu to look like for next week? On Fridays, you can make your shopping list. On Saturdays, you can go shopping. And then on Sundays, you can actually do the meal prepping. You can also skip that Sunday meal prepping work and still look up the recipes on Thursdays, make the shopping list on Fridays, and do the shopping on Saturdays or Sundays, and then overcook for the week as I do, and then just package up the leftovers. These are all really great ways that you can get started in meal prepping right away. I also want to remind you to make it really easy for you this week. We have a full meal prepping plan on the Lose Weight by Eating website. I will put a link in the show notes. It's completely free. It's got two breakfasts because I like to alternate them. It saves money and time. You got two different lunches, which we alternate. And for this one, I wanted to make it super easy. There is no cooking involved with the lunches. Yay. And then I picked out some really delicious dinners that are all meal prep worthy. And most of these, you could skip the meal prepping and just overcook for them. And that would work as well. So essentially, you could take this meal prep plan and make a whole month's worth of work out of it. And I've also decided to kind of level it up, since I do really love having a theme. I decided to level up and do a click and print everything, including a shopping list. So you can also pay a very small fee and I've done all of the work for you. You can skip having to, you know, print out the recipes. It's all in one PDF for you. And the shopping list is there and ready, as well as the meal plan. I just make it super, super easy for you. So with all of my meal prepping tips, I really want to encourage you to take a step back and think, which meal would be best for me to start meal prepping? And typically that would be a meal that you feel a little bit overwhelmed and maybe you tend to go out. So if that's lunch, because you're just too tired to bring lunch with you every single day or to even do the effort for that. I get it. I've been there. I assure you, I went through the Arby's drive-thru way too many times at my last actual 9-to-5 job. And so you can go ahead and just say, you know what, I'm going to try for 1 week to meal prep. And if you slip off, if you end up going out to lunch with your friends one day, that's okay. That meal prep can hold until tomorrow. So if you're not sure that you're actually going to stick with it, make sure what you are meal prepping can go into the freezer so that you don't ever have to worry about any food waste. And like I said, feel free to batch cook all of your protein. If you go to the store, say Saturday or Sunday, and you notice that chicken breasts are on sale, by all means, buy 2 packs of them, batch cook them. I recommend just with salt and pepper and maybe one of your favorite spice blends. And then you've got them all week long and you can add them to a number of different things and you've got countless healthy meals for you. So I hope that this meal prepping week is helpful for you. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to get your questions. As I said, I'm always looking to grow and evolve and learn more. And we will be talking about that next week in our next podcast. I want to hear from you. What are your meal prepping tips? Because this is a community. This isn't just me giving you tips. I want to hear from you as well. So please be sure to comment and give me your tips as well. And thank you so much for listening to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. I've got lots more fun stuff for you. If this is your first time listening, keep listening because we've got some great podcast episodes already published. So I will see you guys next week. Make sure to meal prep for weight loss success. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. Be sure to subscribe to get new episodes when they drop. Happy cooking!